to us and loves you today so very much. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. Praise God. Amen. Man, Greg, God can sing. I didn't know you. Man, you're a good singer, brother. It's awesome. Amen. Why don't you guys stand this morning and turn to Isaiah, an Old Testament book this morning. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. You know, I don't usually teach a lot about the enemy. I don't like really bringing up the enemy, you know. I know he is a defeated foe. Can somebody say amen? But I think at the same point, we've got to be so wise of his tactics. We've got to be wise of what he does and how he does it and how he operates. And so we need to be aware of his tactics, okay? So I want you to look at this wonderful verse of scripture out of Isaiah. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that the way God is? Amen. Gives us beauty, makes something beautiful out of nothing, doesn't he? The oil of joy for mourning. He transfers that. He gives us joy in our hours of maybe grief or sorrow. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. Amen. Let's hold up our Bible this morning and say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody this morning, give them a high five, and say, I'm an overcomer. How about you? Praise the Lord. We are overcomers. You may be seated. Amen. You guys look so good this morning. Thank you for being here. We are overcomers. Amen. So the Bible says in Revelation, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So you're not being overcome this morning. It may feel like it at times, but we don't go by feelings, right? It may feel like we're being overcome. And it may feel like we're being attacked. Has anybody ever felt like they've been attacked? Amen. Come on, somebody. Just pastor? How many ever felt that way? Yeah, we all have. If you're serving the Lord, there's going to be times when you feel like you are under a demonic attack. There really is. There are times in our life, if we're not careful, we can fall into a category where we're not only under attack, but if we're listening to that attack and listening to the voice of that attack, we can become very discouraged. Very discouraged. There is a remedy for this, and this verse gives us that remedy. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise. Praise is very powerful. Well, for certain reasons. First of all, praise gets our focus back on God. Because what happens, the enemy tries to take our focus off of God and all that he's done for us. He hasn't changed tactics in 2,000 years. He did the same thing to Adam and Eve. He tried to get the focus off, or 4,000 years, the focus off of God and his goodness onto one thing. And so he's still the same way. When he came to Jesus, he tried to get his focus off of God's word and onto you know, and off his assignment and mission. And so we have a weapon of praise within us today that puts our attention, our focus back on God. And the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So when we praise God, all of a sudden our attention and focus goes back on to how big he is and how small that situation is. And when we magnify God and understand how big God is and how small that situation is, man, it puts us in a different platform, amen, of an outlook. We move out of depression, out of discouragement, and into his presence and knowing that God is much more able to take care of it than we are. Can somebody say amen? Look at Psalm 34 and 1. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. Our weapon of praise should be active all times. There's times I've had to walk out of places and just praise God. Amen. I've had to walk out of situations and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've had to walk out of situations and say, Lord, the battle is not mine, but the battle is yours. Praise God. And when I do that, all of a sudden I get a different perspective of how God is handling this, and it's off my shoulders and placed on him. I will bless the Lord when? At all times. Guys, it's so good to have an atmosphere of praise around you. Amen. And if you have to get up or move out of that situation, move out of that situation. Don't be hanging around negative people that are going to bring you down all the time. You need to get out of that place, amen, and say, you know what? No. I serve a God that is a positive God. I'm going to stay positive in this place. I'm going to stay positive in my situation. I know God is greater than anything that I can face and come up against. Psalm 103. I love this psalm. How many love Psalm? David was having a good day of anointing on Psalm 23 and Psalm 103. I'm telling you, man, that anointing was just flowing through him as he was writing this music and writing it down. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, because that's where we have the issues at. We have the issues in our soul. Our feelings are there, and of course we all have them. Hello? You know, even though we don't like to address that, we all have those feelings, you know. We have to overcome those emotions by his word and by refocusing our mind back on the word and refocusing our mind back on our mission, right? So, but David had it right. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, out of my soul, Lord, out of my mind, out of my will, out of my emotions. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. There's such power in that name. Such power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless his holy name. And look what he said. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not. Turn to somebody and say, forget not. Forget not. We are people so prone to forget, you know, what God has done for us. You know, Holly and I get talking at times and we look back over our lives and ministry and we talk about where God just did some things for us that were such a blessing at that time. Through this ministry here, God has brought people in and just helped us and support us and pray for us. And you know, pastor doesn't always get it right and they love me anyway. You know, and they come by us, and I, they step up, and they just say, hey, we love you, Pastor. And, you know, some of them hand us some Pentecostal handshakes once in a while, and it really helps us out. And we say, thank you, Lord. We are just praying about that. Hallelujah. Y'all know what Pentecostal handshakes are, right? No? That's when you put money in your hand, and you shake someone else's hand. And people have done that, and it's been right on time. Right on time. We are so thankful for that. And so when times we go through seasons, and how many know we go through seasons? Life is full of seasons. You go through seasons. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. We're God's people. He's with us, but we go through those seasons. Some are easier than others. Right? Amen. And through those seasons, we look back and we're reminded of God's faithfulness and God's goodness to us. Amen? And that's what the psalmist said. He said, forget not all his what? Benefits. And then he lists a few. Forget not. Look what he says. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who puts you in right standing? This is Old Testament and New Covenant. God forgave all of our iniquities through Jesus Christ. Man, that makes you an overcomer right there. You're in righteous ground. Come on, somebody. Amen and amen. Wow, that should get you excited. That should make you praise God if nothing else does. Like, wow, Lord, you forgave me yesterday, today, and I'm forever forgiven? Yes, you are. Your spirit is as perfect as it will ever be. Your spirit is just like Jesus. Amen. Our soul, we're working on that. God's working on that. Amen. The Word's working on that. But our spirit, grace, is working on that. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Who heals all? The Hebrew word for all is all. Who heals all your dis-ease. Dis-ease. Sickness is dis-ease. God does not want you being sick. God desires you're healed in every capacity, in your brain, in your body, in your soul. God wants you walking in His wholeness, in His total healing, in His total forgiveness. Amen. Who heals all your diseases. Look at this. Who redeems your life from protection. God is our protection. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender grace, mercies. Hallelujah. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your... Turn to somebody and say, baby, I'm getting younger. How about you? You know what? When you're a praiser, you're a young person in heart, man. You cannot help but praise Him and stay young. Because what you're doing is every time you praise God, is you're casting your care on Him and telling Him He's in charge of the situation and I'm not. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Amen. So we walk, and this gives us the ability to walk in God's love and God's forgiveness. When we know, when we're appraising Him and we know we have that right standing, it gives us the ability to walk in God's love and forgiveness. You were designed to walk in God's love, not out of bitterness. Amen. So there are demonic forces in this world. Do you believe that? How many know there are? There are demonic forces in this world. I want you to turn over to Luke chapter 13. And they can affect us if we allow them to in many ways. They can affect you. They can affect your psyche in many ways if you allow them to and you don't know God's word. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Luke chapter 13, 10 through 17. Look at this. And they can manifest in many ways. Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Jesus went to church. How about that? Jesus went to church. That synagogue, he went to church. And what was he doing in church? He was teaching, right? He was teaching in one of the synagogues. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Notice it didn't say she had an infirmity. It didn't say she had a sickness, but she had a spirit of infirmity. A demonic spirit of infirmity. Ephesians 2:6-7. How's that? You guys hear me better now? Amen. Man, it helps my voice a lot. Ephesians 2:6-7. Our wealth. And he raised us up together and made us what? Sit together where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Man, that is our position today. We're seated with him, and he's showing us the exceeding riches of his unconditional love and grace in our lives. How cool is that? Amen? God is so good. Then we walk in him. Ephesians talks about walking in what we have. Look at Ephesians 5:2. Ephesians 5:2. Amen? Praise God. And walk in love, as Christ also loved us, and what? Given himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice of God, a sweet smelling aroma. So we walk in his love, don't we? Hello? And then we stand. Everybody say stand. Ephesians 6. Let's look at Ephesians 6. All right? Ephesians 6. The devil, his desire is to move you from your victory ground. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But you continue to stand. His desire is to move you from your victory ground, but you continue to stand. Because we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. From victory. Not for it. I used to think I had to get it, but now I know I got it. Amen. When you know you got it, it changes your position and your attitude. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! We stand because we are on victory ground. We pray from victory. We exercise our right over him from victory. Amen? And you got to know your authority. Ephesians 6, 11. Look at this. Verse down 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to Some of you have been under such attacks here recently. I know you have. And I want to tell you, stand. Stand. Praise God. Stand. Amen? Stand. Don't give in to the enemy. Stand. Able to stand against the what? Trickery, wild schemes of the devil, right? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Turn to somebody and say, boy, that's hard at times. Now, I want to tell you, I don't know all my ancestry. I believe I've got, my name's McIntosh, so I know there's some Scottish or Irish in there for sure. Know that for sure. You know, there's some hillbilly in me. I know that for sure. I've got some soul somewhere. I know that for sure. I don't know. But I, in my heart, I do. I want to tell you. Praise God. But I tell you, whatever it is in my makeup, I can get very feisty at times. I'm just being honest with you. Maybe some of you can't. Maybe you don't know that. But sometimes people rub me the wrong way. In fact, when I was a younger man, now I've calmed some over the years. But this is a challenge in my life. So you all have to apply grace towards me there, all right? Because I am overcoming. Ask Holly. She'll tell you. Because I was on staff at a church one time, and there was I just believe in right things. I just believe in standing up for the right. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, probably to the overboard at times, and Jesus helped me there. But anyway, some things went on, and there was a principal of the school there, and I got so fleshly. I'm going to be honest with you. I got so fleshly. And this guy was bigger than I was, stronger than I was. I was just, you know, thin guy. And, you know, when Holly married me, I weighed 162 pounds, soaking wet. You know, I was running a lot, and she loved me anyway. And we were working at this little school for peanuts and nothing. And this guy just thought he was something else. And so anyway, some things went on. And I got so mad, help me, Jesus, that I went down, I looked for him, I hunted him down. I mean, I hunted him down, and I found him. And you know where I found him at? I found him in the pastor's office. And this church was a large church at that time with a very wonderful pastor and wonderful man of God. And I marched into that pastor's office, and he was sitting there in a meeting. And I looked at him, and I said, get yourself outside, because I'm going to whip you right now. I am going to light into you. He said, and he got all kind of puffed up like, you know, kind of Benny Rooster would, or what that is. And he stepped outside. Now, I was going to lay it on him. And we got out there, man. I was going to knock him out. Thank the Lord, I've grown some. And the pastor had to get out there and break us up. That poor pastor, amen, bless his heart. Man. And then the pastor, you know, he said, Steve, I've got a new name for you. And I said, what's that? He said, Son of Thunder. You have to look it up in the Bible, right? So, but here's the thing. The enemy will use people to try to get to our victory. The enemy, and sometimes they're good people, sometimes they're not. Hello? So, I mean, some people are good people, and they still would try to steal your victory. Hello? So you have to be real careful who you hang with. And sometimes you don't have choice. You know, you're in these situations and you just don't have choice. You know, and so, but this is why Paul put this here. He said, behind them is the enemy. They aren't necessarily the enemy, but the enemy uses them to try to get to you, to get you off your victory. Boy, I've seen that over the years through church. I've seen people lose their victory, lose their place. You know, someone gets angry, they come up to somebody else and start talking to them. They draw them in. And boy, he's so subtle with that. And then they talk to somebody else and they draw them in. And then they talk to somebody else and they draw them in. And before you know it, you got all these people drawn into negativity. And there's a positive anointing and there's a negative anointing. And they both attract. So that's why you've got to have the spirit of discernment operating within you, knowing, and first of all, you really have to look past people at times in order to love them. You got to look past their actions, past their attitudes, past all the crap. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. We're in a grace church here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. You have to look past that in order to maintain the victory that God has for you and stay in the love walk. Amen. Because really, when Paul didn't write this just for us to just kind of like, all right, yeah. No, he put that in there for a reason. He didn't say, hey, you know what? It's all the devil's fault, you know, no. Or it's all the people's fault. He says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. And boy, did I have to remind myself that this week. Myself. No one here in the church. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because I know y'all walk in love, right? Yeah. Turn to somebody and say, amen. Amen. Come on, that's your chance. So we're not wrestling it, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this age, of this current world, all the stuff going on in the world. Does some of the stuff going on in the world like make you go like, whoa? Right? Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Go on. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the day. In the evil day, notice it's not an evil month, thank God. It's not an evil week, thank you, Jesus. Or year, yes, amen, but evil day. And having done all to stand, what? Stand. Take your position in Christ. Take your security in Christ. Take your place in Christ. Having girded your waist with truth. Truth. Truth, the word, holds up all the other armor. The belt held up all the other armor. The word is your truth. No matter what man may say, man may do, man may get mad, man may get upset, the word is still your truth. And you know the truth, and the truth that you know is what sets you free. It's that truth that you know. You got to know the truth about healing or you'll remain sick. You got to know the truth that God loves you unconditionally or you'll be in and out of security all the time. You got to know the truth of his grace towards you and the mercies that are renewed every morning or you'll be a yo-yo Christian. God wants you to know the truth because the truth is what sets you free. Hallelujah. Amen. Why, you know, Holly and I have basically worked for Caris for free. Well, we've worked for this church for free for many years because I'm out working and trying to do it. Why am I doing all that? Why did I get in at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning? Why do I still have to have a little part-time job? Because it helps us supply our income, and I don't think I have that any longer. But, hey, God is good still. He's going to supply my needs, right? Praise. I've got people out here who love us. I know God's going to take care of us. But why do we do this? Why do we have cares? Why do we do these things? Because I want people to know the truth. Don't you? That's why you're here. You want people to be exposed to the truth of the gospel. Not a religious facade, not somebody that's just up preaching some Time magazine, whatever, but you want to know the word, the truth, because it's the truth that's going to set your family free. It's the truth that's going to set your friends free. It's the truth that sets us free. Amen and amen and amen. Thank God for the truth, for the revelation of grace. Man, if you haven't got this revelation yet, you need to get it. I can't think of anything that set me more free than a revelation of God's grace. When I found that, I preached the word for 40 years, but when I found that, 10 years ago, this revelation changed my whole perspective of life and ministry. And when you have that revelation, it sets you free truly. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? Amen. Wow. So, what did he say? Gird yourself with truth, having put on the breastplate of what? There's where the enemy wants to attack and bring condemnation. There's where he wants to bring condemnation. If you don't have the breastplate of righteousness and know that it's not by your effort but by what Jesus has done for you, then that makes all the difference and puts you on winning ground. When you know that, you're on winning ground because it's not your righteousness any longer. Our righteousness are its filthy rags, but it's his righteousness that was purchased through us, and now we are the righteousness of Jesus Christ in him today. Hallelujah. And we stand on righteous ground. Turn over and say, you're sitting next to a righteous brother. You lost that love and feeling. No. Amen. You are righteous today. In your spirit, you are righteous. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Put on that. You got to put that on. You got to know in your knower. Amen. Go on down. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of what? Do your best to walk in that peace. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Don't let people rob your peace. Don't let people rob your rest. Turn to somebody and say, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. God's got you. Amen. He's got me. He's got Holly. He's got you. Amen. Walk in your God-given peace. Woo, glory to God. Have y'all got a few more minutes this morning? I'm trying, brother. Amen. You have firm footing when you're walking in peace. You have firm footing. Next one, let's look at this. Above all, everybody say, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. All the fiery darts of the wicked one. Look at Hebrews 12:20. Hebrews 12:20. Just a second. Go over there. I want to show you this. I want to give you some little revelation on this because this is so awesome. Amen. Wow. Amen. Hebrews 12:20. For they could not endure that was commanded. That is the law. That is the law. So they could not endure that which was commanded. The Hebrews could not endure what God commanded, what the Ten Commandments were. They couldn't endure it. And if so much as a beast touches Mount Sinai, the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. Shot with an arrow. Paul said, put on the shield of faith, take the shield of faith that you may be able to quench all the what? Same rendering here. All the fiery darts. All the fiery darts. So you must know, amen, the fiery darts are the accusers against you, trying to make you feel condemned. The fiery darts are the accusers. When you're trying to walk in your self-effort versus what Jesus' effort and what he's done, you open yourself up to the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith is walking in what Christ has done for you. That is the shield of faith. That's what we live in. That's what we put up. It's what Christ has done for us. Amen. The shield of faith, we exercise it. And the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. That is your thinking. We start thinking like Jesus thinks. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Paul said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. Man, that is our weapon against the enemy. That is our position that we stand in and that we overcome with. Y'all hearing with me this morning? Amen. You know, the devil can quote the Bible, but it's never accurate. It's always for the purpose of deception. The moment you are saved for eternity. Hallelujah. We are held in Jesus, and we have security, and we put up that shield of faith. Hallelujah. Wow. It's our choice to do it, and we walk in it and live in it and dwell in it. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Look at Isaiah 59, 17 through 21. I'm trying to close, but just give me a few more minutes. Isaiah 59, 17 through 21. Look at God's armor here. Rendered out of Ephesians, look at Isaiah. For he put on what? Righteousness is what? A breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Hallelujah. According to their deeds, according he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, the coastlines he will fully repay. God has put on that armor and it's on us today. He has positioned us in Jesus with the same armor that he had. Just go on down. Amen. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Glory to God. The redeemed will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgressions in Jacob, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, what does God do? He raises that standard. What is the standard? Jesus Christ. He is the standard that was raised for us. Hallelujah. And we walk in him, and we have power in him to stay in love. Well, oh, Pastor, how do you, man, I've got so much more. How do you stay in love? Well, that's a good question. Look at Jude 1, 20 through 21. How do you stay in love, Pastor? Because that's our walk, folks. When we're walking in this love, nothing can hurt us. Amen? But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most what? Take the shield of what? The shield of faith, building yourself up on your holy faith, praying. Where? Praying in tongues. Praying in the Spirit. What? Next verse. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. How do you keep yourself in the love of God? Praying in the Spirit. There's been meetings I've walked out of and I've had to pray in the Spirit to keep my... There's been phone conversations I've had to pray in the Spirit to keep myself in the love of God without wanting to knock them out. Come on, somebody. So you're not carnal, are you? You are so spiritual here. Amen. I'm glad. Praise God. You've never wanted to knock anybody out before. You've never felt anger at all. Some of you felt that before you got to church this morning. You about knocked your husband out. Amen. I'm going to knock you out before I get here. Amen. You better straighten up. You better walk in that church and look right. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. No, amen. How do we keep ourselves? How do we keep that shield of faith? How do we keep praise going around us? By praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit keeps you in the love of God. Amen. And boy, thank God for that. I said, thank God for that. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to stay in that love of God. I don't want to get out there and knock somebody out. And you reading the paper, pastor of Discovery Church, knocked somebody out, is in jail. Amen. Y'all come get me, right? You wouldn't leave me there, right? Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we might leave you there, Pastor. So it's just like, yo. That is the shield of faith. Praying in the Spirit is one of the greatest gifts as a believer we can receive. Amen. While Peter was at Cornelius' house and he had the vision of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, it's when he started preaching and talking about faith that the Holy Spirit fell on them. Man, it was such a wonderful... See, when you receive the gospel of the good news, you cannot help but receive the gift of the Spirit along with it. Because it's such good news, it's like your whole spirit just bursts out, man, into overflowing. And while Peter was yet preaching in Acts chapter 10, the Bible says, while he was yet telling them the good news of the gospel, that the gospel had come to the Gentiles, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord was poured out on them, man, and they received the Holy Spirit. Look at Acts 10:38. Let's go there real quick, and I'm going to close with this. Acts 10:38 and 39. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit of power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, amen. And we are witness of these things which he did both in the land of Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Next verse. Amen. Whom God raised up the third day and showed him openly. This is Peter addressing them. Not all the people, but the witnesses chosen before God, even to us, and drank with him. And after he rose from the dead, go on down. And he commanded us to preach to people and testify that he was ordained by God and judged of the living and the dead. I'm going to preach the whole message to you. To him, all the prophets witness, and through his name, whoever believes in his name will receive remission of sins. And when he preached remission of sins, look what happened. And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. Next verse. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. The Jews, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles. Somebody say amen and thank you, Jesus. Woo! Next verse. For they heard them speak with what? And magnify God. And then Peter answered and said, can anyone forbid water not to be baptized have received the Holy Spirit just as they have received? And they were baptized. Wow, when he preached the gospel, and when the gospel is preached, the Holy Spirit just rises up within people. Hallelujah. And the gift of the Spirit just flows out of people. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Stand this morning. Amen. Give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah. When he said the forgiveness of sins, they are all filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at Romans 11:27. Just one moment. We're going to close with this. Sorry, I was up here at 30,000 feet, and I'm coming down now. So, amen. We're down to about 10. Can you guys get that up, guys? You still have that? Romans 11:27. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you love him this morning? Is he good? Amen. For this is my covenant with them when I take away what? Their sins. God has wiped away every sin. Isn't that awesome? Sin no longer has to be an issue unless you want it to be. Because he's given you grace to overcome sin. Where sin abounds, the Bible says, grace does much more abound. He's given you the Spirit to stay in the place of victory. He's given you praise today as an overcomer to magnify the Lord and not our problems. Boy, God has given us the shield of faith this morning. He's given us the helmet of salvation. We don't think like the world thinks. We have his thoughts on our mind. Praise God. He's given us the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God that we overcome with. He's given us the truth. He's given us the peace to walk in today. Hallelujah. Would you raise your hands this morning? Let's make these confessions today. Thank you, Jesus. You are my peace. You are my rest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're my comfort. You're my guide. We lead on you. We thank you today, Lord, that we fight the good fight of faith. It's the good fight because we win. We win every time. Every time we win. We're overcomers today. We're victorious today. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We stay in the love of God by praying in the Spirit. Lord, thank you for that gift today. Thank you for that gift. I am more than victorious. Come on, say it out loud. I am more than victorious. Say it again. I am more than victorious. Say it again. I am more than victorious. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God some praise. Amen. Our prayer team would come up this morning. Guys, come up. You're on the prayer team. Come up this morning if you would quickly. Amen. If you need prayer here, God is your healer. He desires you to walk in health. He desires you to walk in